All right, Cole, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, you will see here on the wall next to me is a defibrillator.
Oh, I've always wanted to play with one of these.
Well, today's your opportunity.
Yeah.
I figure that oftentimes people get messages from beyond when they are standing on the threshold, and I figure we could just throw in a quick flatline sesh.
We call it flatlining. Yeah, finally, yeah. Some FL. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. So, I'm going to ask you, I have shaved my chest. I have gelled up the pads. Right. I'm just going to have
shave
you
mine real quick.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Oh yeah.
Oh my love.
That's a little
my darling.
Be careful of the nips.
Right. Well, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta edge around those like you're going around a tree.
A little tiny trimmer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to put up a tiny little fence around them so dogs don't pee on them and make them grow too well.
you want to make sure your nips don't get too much phosphorus.
No. Yeah. Yeah, no, not these nips. Yeah. I don't want to start having phosphorus man milk. phosphorus man milk now at the rock dome.
My bones.
All right. Well, yeah, you're defribbed up.
Yeah.
Shall we defrib?
Yeah. And just, I've never done this before, so I don't know how long you go, but I figure leave me out for probably half hour.
I've been doing F-line sessions for the last couple of years. Okay. So I can help you with this. I'm also, I'm not going to yell clear because it's just me and you. So I don't need to worry about other people touching you. Like, I know what I'm doing. Who am I trying to impress? Like, I don't need to do that just because they do it in movies. You know?
Yeah. No. Right, what if somebody is watching and would criticize us for the inaccuracy about purpose that shouting clear serves?
Yeah, yeah. No, this is very accurate. I've been, like I said, I've been F-lining for a while. Okay. So I don't need anybody from fucking r/F-liners to start getting in my dick about this. All right. So lay back and try to relax. To think electric thoughts.
Okay.
All right. And let's lick each pad. And. Oh, man, that is good. All right. Ready? And.
Oh. Dismiss. Consider me a banger of flagellato.
Oh, you're back,
Oklahoma,
brother.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, indeed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's good and scary, right?
Oh, sorry. Was I speaking Latin?
Yeah. The first F-line sesh is real special. You never forget your first.
I should have put on a diaper.
Oh, I got you, buddy. I took over while you're out. Okay.
It wasn't
so much a diaper as I just kind of stuffed some rags up there, but
it's better than nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the underwear.
I saw a gravestone. I saw some kind of shadowy man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard of the shadowy man.
But I felt like it was not the first time that I had seen him.
Yeah.
It was like
to you in your dreams as well.
Yeah. It was like the second coming of a shadowy or shadow man.
Okay. Shadow man second coming.
Not hitting it. What if I said shadow man twekend coming?
Oh, there we go. Oh,
game computer. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering, where we judge games by mouthfeel and how many hands tall they are. This butte is velvety and about 13 hands at the shoulder.
Shoulder on a horse? Not where you expect it to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this week is a Cole pick. I figured we would do Shadow Man to Ekend Coming. Second coming with a 2 instead of an S.
Yeah, it doesn't spell what you think.
Nope. If anything, it would spell second coming.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't have high esteem for any Shadow Man game, but the first one is weirdly beloved by people. It is the Sega Genesis to Soul Reaver's SNES.
Yeah. The Sega Genesis to Soul, Tomb Raiders.
Yes.
SNES as well. Yeah. It's like a Tomb Raider Soul Reaver alike.
And all the joy that would entail. Yeah. Yes. But yeah, nobody likes, the second coming of Shadow Man. And I kind of went into this, you know, like we have a fallback. We can talk about Acclaim's shitty marketing practices, right?
Like there's at least regardless.
Yeah, a little like bit of juice.
Yeah, that's billboard thing's getting its day in court.
but also, like, I forgot when I picked this that this was a comic book.
Oh yeah,
that this was a Valiant comic book. Which when I told you, like, hey, I'm gonna put this on instead of something else we were gonna do instead, you're like, ah, the Shadow Man.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you have history.
Oh no, I wasn't a Valiant Comics kid.
Okay.
You would know. Like that's Valiant Comics, so like if Marvel and DC are Super Nintendo and Sega or Coke and Pepsi, Valiant Comics is Tab. Like in the Birthday Boys sketch, like we made Tab. They don't care if we fly together. We have the recipe for Tab. Like that's what Valiant Comics was. It was real fucking weird.
Yeah.
Weird and bad. I didn't realize this was I was just thinking about Shadow Man because Shadow Man 1, you know, which I tried back in the day and remember, you know, playing a little bit of, never finishing or anything. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a classic or anything, but I didn't know it was a franchise. So I was just thinking about revisiting Shadow Man, and in terms of like, not in terms of playing it, which is really bland, in terms of watching the opening cutscene, I was really happy to be back with Shadow Man. The opening cutscene is great. Shadow Man walking through the thing, be like, got to get that bear, get back to the real life. I got shit to do. And I'm like, yeah, Shadow Man. Yeah, you do.
you tell him, buddy.
Shadow Man. Let me see your crouch walk cycle, and then you do it, and it's just incredible. I don't know how he spreads his legs that far while walking forward. It's like he's trying to eat something with his butthole. Like he's like Pac-Man of the butthole.
It's like he's trying to do a limbo without bending his back.
It's a crab walk. It's like something in an upright crab walk. It's incredible. And of course he's got to go do this. He's got shit to do. Like, I just relate to Shadow Man so much.
Don't we all have shit to do?
Yeah. Inside you, there are two Shadow Men. there is a Twekend Shadow Man. I was just kind of happy to be back in this specific like slime pit of just dumb shit.
It is incredibly dumb. So for people who are unaware of what the Shadow Man is, I don't know his backstory. I got the sense that he is the ruler of the upside down, whatever.
It's like a voodoo realm.
Yeah. It's where everybody goes without exception. So
yes,
the ruler of this afterlife, who is the one of the dead who is able to walk between worlds. Right.
Yes. Yeah. He, so created by Jim Shooter and Steve Englehart, back in the day, it feels a little bit like a also ran for Spawn.
Yeah.
To me, it kind of feels inspired by Spawn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that to be the case, but a little bit.
A black protagonist.
That's true. Yeah. There was originally going to be a movie of this in 1999. They approached Ice Cube to play Shadow Man, which I would have fucking...
That would have been actually really good, I think.
Yeah.
The worse the script was, the better that would be.
Yeah, I would have been very excited by that. Sadly, did not happen.
Yeah. But he's got powers and he goes up against demons. All of the demons in this just kind of talk like, I don't know, just really annoyed dudes.
Yeah, they're not. So does he, though, as well. Like, he's got shit to do. One of his powers is other voodoo powers. Love that.
Well, I'm looking at the versus battles wiki.
Oh, okay. I got the Wikipedia. What does the versus battle wiki tell us about this gentleman?
Well, I mean, it depends on which version you're looking at. Are you looking at the Valiant Comics version, the Acclaim Comics version, the Valiant Entertainment version?
The I'm looking at the Valiant Comics version, who first appeared in Exo Man of War number 4 as Jack Boniface.
Oh no.
He's got a partnership with Archer and Armstrong.
Oh gosh, he was an Exo Man of War original creation.
Yeah. Exo Man of War. Fucking Valiant Comics, man. It's hardcore.
Yeah.
Ninjack. A portmanteau of a guy named Jack and a ninja. Like all the powers of a ninja and all the powers of Jack. Ninjack.
Looking at the tier ratings on this, the Valiant Comics, the original version of him, again, Jack Boniface or Bonifaci, I think is how you would say that. I'm not sure. His power rating is either a 9, he is 9C or 9A as Shadow Man, which we all know what that means. I don't need to clarify what the power rating scale is.
Could not be more clear. Yeah.
And it goes on and lists, like, I don't know where his power comes from, because his peak human characteristics, he's an expert brawler.
It's the dark power, D-A-R-Q-U-E.
Yes.
Power is what gets him. That's what fills him up.
Right. But his attack potency is street level.
Okay.
Also turns into small building level. God, in all of these have citations. The versus battle wiki is amazing because it, hey, Gary, I got something for you here. Under the intelligence, Jack is gifted. Jack is a talented jazz musician who has produced many records, with his talent impressing famous bands like Aerosmith.
Okay.
And extending to even makeshift instruments.
Aerosmith is the Valiant Universe rock and roll band for sure. Did you know there's a fucking Valiant Universe movie called Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe?
I mean, in order for it to be a movie, anybody has to have seen it. So I question whether there's a movie.
Oh, sorry. It's a TV show. It's it says number of episodes 6, but then it also says it's a film. Yeah, it's him versus his former allies that this appeared as a single film on Valiant Comics YouTube page in March 26, 2020.
Nope. Refuse.
It's a promotion for Bloodshot. They're actually doing the Valiant Cinematic Universe here.
It came out. That was also about when they did the Shadow Man remaster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Valiant had this weird time, this resurgence that we all missed. The Bloodshot film 2020. There's a Bloodshot movie. Vin Diesel is Bloodshot. Guy Pearce is Dr. Emil Harding.
What the fuck? Those are names I recognize.
I know. What is this? Bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reception. Let's see. Gross $10 million against a budget of $45 million. Seems good.
Uh-huh.
Critical response, 31%. Oh, baby.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know who Bloodshot is. What is Bloodshot?
He's a guy with a rising sun on his chest. That's all I know about Bloodshot.
That's his power? A cool tattoo?
He said on his shirt. His power is a cool shirt. It's even less cool than that. It's a power I have many times over. It was available digitally on demand less than 2 weeks after theatrical release.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No good. No good.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I don't know. I can see them trying to get in on the tail end of 90s nostalgia before we rolled over into oddies nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's so the game is, I didn't get that far in this because I was just like, this is this is Soul Reaver.
This is an unfortunate one that emulated very, very poorly for me.
That's a case too, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently it's possible to emulate it well, because I've seen 1440 gameplay capture off of it. My Shadow Man was he was basically a Katamari of polygons. It was mesmerizing and beautiful in a BMNG kind of way.
Yeah.
But that was about it.
It was, yeah. Teacher, there's something wrong with my Shadow Man. there was a claim. Who published this game did a marketing stunt for this.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
I wish I just need to find when I'm picking Abject Suffering games. I just need to look at video game controversies.
Oh, look, you're looking for crapulence. Well, there is that big list of controversial video games.
Yeah.
On Wikipedia. I mind that. I think that I added this to my list when I was looking at that.
But the game is not controversial. Like it's just a 7 out of 10 Soul Reaver like.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Shitty combat. Yeah.
Yeah. 7 out of 10 by their standards, you know, by mm-hmm. then standards. By now, like this is unplayable. This is like a 4.
Yeah.
But they decided to advertise this. They did all these billboards up. And then they were going to have small billboards with real tombstones. Mm-hmm. Not just real tombstones that were out of service or anything, real used tombstones with people's names and dates and stuff on them, saying that they would pay the relatives of the deceased for the advertising, adding that poorer families may be especially interested in renting out their family's tombstone to advertise for Shadow Man to Weekend Coming.
my understanding is that they were not taking the actual tombstones and putting them up on billboards. What they were doing was making
the billboards attached to tombstones.
Making little miniature. I mean, yours is very whimsical. This is a little billboard that would be put on.
I misread it. Either way, is pretty so. The idea of grabbing the tombstone and putting it up on the highway, pretty funny. The idea of buzz marketing your game for mourners is fucking incredible. Like, I was coming to a funeral. I did not know about Shadow Man Second Coming. And now that I have mourned, I do know about Shadow Man Second Coming. I could use something to take my mind off of this funeral.
Yeah.
I'm going to swing by Babbage's and grab Shadow Man 2.
You know, maybe this 7 out of 10 game might distract me from the horrible grief that I feel for my wife, kids, and my favorite bus driver.
Yeah, my son has died. They say it is a tragic thing when a parent buries a child. If only there was some kind of voodoo power that could soothe my weary soul.
Yeah.
Oh shit. This poor person going through the pauper zone of this graveyard has provided a ready solution.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's very, I love it.
They're
so
classy,
much.
Baby.
but a claim was very specifically so. And like, this was famous even at the time. This isn't just like people realize like, hey, did you realize this company was kind of monsters? Like this shit was being made fun of in GamePro and EGM when I was reading it.
Yeah.
Right. They had for Turok Evolution. So they didn't even have the excuse of N64 nostalgia when they were putting it out. Their campaign was to pay parents to name their baby Turok. Mm-hmm. After Turok the Dinosaur Hunter.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Most popular baby names.
Yeah.
1998.
Another one where there was Acclaim Games Tattoo. There was one where they paid somebody, they were paying people to get tattoos. Forget. The other one, the other one is to promote Burnout 2. Mm-hmm. In the UK, they offered to pay for anybody's speeding tickets.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Marketing, though.
Marketing, why not?
Do you see the picture I just sent you of the actual titular, the tiny billboard on Charles Edward Wilson's grave?
Hey, it's a little low that they put the Shadow Man sticker higher than the person's name.
Yeah. It's the only way to not cover up text. But at the same time, it does make it seem like Shadow Man is the star of this death.
Shadow Man gets top billing over the person who's actually buried under the stone.
Also, what a phallic tombstone Charles Edward Wilson has. This is a total tuna can. Look at this 2-inch by 1-inch. Like, he's got a real nice 2x1 going on.
You're not just saying that because of the dimensions. There is a very pronounced head on this.
This is a dick-shaped tombstone. A button dick, like an acorn dick.
Names on a tombstone?
I didn't know that, but I think most people's names are on tombstones.
I mean, currently, right now, it's something really weird. So one of my grandparents has passed. The other has not. She's not doing too great, but she's still alive. But when my first grandparent passed, I don't know what the, like, what the thought was, but there's kind of like, all right, they're going to be buried next to each other anyway. We're just going to get one tombstone. We're going to do a couple's tombstone, which exists, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the engraver put, you know, name and then the dates for my grandpa. And then just my grandma's name and her birth date, and then just TBA for the deceased dates. And then, on the back, they have, like loving parents of, and then list the, you know, the two kids, and then loving grandparents of, And it's laid out there, and I don't know how I feel about that. I didn't ask for that. I probably would have said, like, I don't know, that's like what the obituary's for.
Real weird thing to, I mean, yeah, I understand your point that you didn't ask for it. What a weird thing to ask for.
Yeah.
Like, if you had like, I know this is strange, but
the best I can figure is so much about the death industry is predatory, you know?
Yeah.
Like there was some like engraver, like at the granite place where they got this, like that's the upsell. Like, oh, we could just give you the RIP and the name or whatever. But like, if we're getting paid by the letter, we're throwing in middle names. We're getting old pet names in. Like,
yeah. Don't you want to be buried with your family?
Yeah. You know,
figuratively.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know how I feel about that. I feel, I'm not superstitious, but also it is weird.
I would just think it was a little bit strange, just the consent part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I don't think I would feel any superstition around it, just kind of like, I just didn't consent for my name to be used in this way.
Yeah. You know,
I would just want to be asked, I guess. But then if my grandparents were like, this means a lot to me, I wouldn't be, I guess I wouldn't say no.
Oh, no, no.
I would just prefer to be asked.
I would just need them to say that it meant something to them.
Yeah. Did you know that they called this move deadvertising? Is the official name for it?
It's really good. It's
been deadvertised.
It's really, really good.
I want to major in deadvertising. Darkening and deadvertising.
with a minor in Dublic deletions.
Yeah. yeah, I was trying to think of other ways that you could do deadvertising, but they are all really crass.
Yeah,
I couldn't think of anything that didn't make me feel bad.
Yeah, you know? I mean. You could donate your body to NCAPS.
Yeah, I was planning to donate to Pepsi, but I can donate to NCAPS instead.
I mean, obviously, all of us want to know how long it would take our bones to dissolve in Pepsi.
Yeah, just stick me in a. I would like to. Then that's how you end up with being deadvertised on YouTube. Uh-huh. Like some time lapse photography channel puts you in Pepsi, and then you know. Shows up. Corpse Pepsi. This corpse wax. Man. There could probably be corpse Pepsi.
Oh, something. The color and consistency.
The body will make anything. It's like hemp. I don't know why the government outlaws it. They just don't want you to have access to all the useful products and advertising that bodies can do.
Oh, jeez. You
know? Did you know that you can get high smoking a dead body? They don't want you to know that. But that or banana peels will get you real high, and you can get them whenever you want.
That has to have been a thing. No, it absolutely was a thing. That's why mummies started disappearing. People started grinding up mummies to get boners.
Yeah. Yep. The it's not deadvertising, but it is Vivagra? Boy, there's something. Reviagra? Reviagra? There's something. I don't
know. Yeah. Decialist?
Something. It's weird because they all make sense written.
That's the thing.
Then when you say them, they all suck.
That is the bane. I think that is the bane.
It's the portmanteau's woe.
I like that. Not portmanteau. Whoa.
Yeah. No. Portmanteau's woe.
Propane maniacs.
It's the propane maniacs of it. I don't want, there are two, this game is popular. because Shadow Man, weirdly popular.
Mm-hmm.
On GameFAQs, there are tons of reviews of this, and there are too many to read. But yeah, some of the titles are really wild and out for this, which I really, really like. I'm really curious about No More Serial Killers Makes Me Cry Bitter Tears of Remembrance. Full sentence. I like this review called "You Get Some Wow with a Little Ow." What happened to the Shadow Man I know?
He used to be cool, man.
Love that. Shadow Man should hide in the shadow. It's all just, there's a lot. Acclaim made a big mistake. There's a lot of like fun looking stuff going on here.
Yeah. Again, we have Corpse Grinder 18 saying, "Not great, but good sequel. What score would you say not great would warrant?" Listener, yeah. Gary, I know you know because you're looking at this. Not yeah. great. We're going to give it a 9. You know? Yeah,
not great, but good sequel. 9 out of 10. Gameplay, 9 out of 10. Story, 9 out of 10. Sounds, yeah, 10 out of 10. You can't talk about mature content in this game because there isn't. There are some enemies getting splatter when you hit them, but it doesn't look too realistic. It's a bit like the old Quakes. That's also very motivating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. All the lovers are huge and expand as far as the eye can see, and many things are animated beautifully, such as water and the enemies. But most of all, Shadow Man / Mike himself. I love / Mike. He moves with such fluid. With such fluid and grace that he could easily pass as a real person. You know, if not for the fact that you can see all of his organs. And I love the way he sidesteps. It looks like he's doing river dance or something.
Oh, man, he could pass like for a real person. We talk about this all the time. I love the graphics arm race that made us like look at this and be like, this is the most realistic animating. This is just like seeing a person.
Yeah. No, I developed Capgras syndrome immediately on the spot.
Yeah.
Just everybody that I see, I just reach out like, are you real?
Apparently Shadow Man. Not apparently, I don't actually know this to be true. According to the GameFAQs message board, Shadow Man is big in the Black community. I would love to know if that is actually a thing or that is just GameFAQs message board.
I need a citation on that. I believe anything because gosh, when you've got a desert of Black video game protagonists, like even this will seem like a pretty, like a big pitcher of water. Yeah. But this is the GameFAQ message board, which also has the topic, "The Black Man is Cute. I never knew there was a sequel."
And I'm so alone.
Pulled that one as well. I love this game, but I guess no one else does.
Forget it.
So that's what Timex 2020 says. Within Vampire Warrior comes in, guess again.
But I'll be leaving this doomed stinking forum as soon as I complete this game tonight. Like, a lot of drama going on about this this thing. Yeah. And this must be, and then no way, man. I just noticed you had a Venom portrait. What are the chances? I'll be in a PS3 soon, so why bother with the PS2 anymore? Everybody is dooming out so hard in this fucking thing.
I love Timex reading Vampire Warrior on red in this.
Yeah.
Like Vampire Warrior, 3, 4, 5 messages in a row before Timex responds.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel so good now for having had the patience to complete this game. Would have been a terrible mental burden if I hadn't. Oh, youth.
Oh, don't try to pin this on GameFAQs. It says DoubleTree Hotel official account. Oh, my gosh. Another thing from the reviews, and this is very much like sometimes you will see the just kind of cross sections, like you'll get to the strata in games writing where it was a good thing and the cliche to call anything addicting.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Right. And so like there are two reviews in here where they talk about it being addictive, but somewhat lacking. And then the other person with an 8 review, completely addicted. That is just really funny because how could you be addicted to this? How could this be a compulsion?
It's a very funny idea to be like, yeah. I'm going to stay up late to play Shadow Man to Ekund Coming, or I'm going to get up early. I'm going to change plans.
Yeah.
You know, like I wanted to go to a concert.
Yeah.
But Shadow Man to Ekund Coming was beckoning me.
You know? Yeah, the movie theater downtown is doing a showing of North by Northwest. Oh man, now that is an addictive classic, is what it is.
Yeah,
I'm so addicted to North by Northwest.
I'm basically Hitchcock addicted all over the place, like Rope addicted. You know, Two Strangers on a Train addicted. Birds mm-hmm. addicted. Mm-hmm. Vertigo, you better believe I'm addicted. You know who that I don't. Know this to be true, but I bet you that Alfred Hitchcock could get into Deadvertising.
He was a piece of shit. Yeah.
You could see that like as like one of his stunts. Uh-huh. You know, I could see a psycho ad being on a tombstone
mm-hmm.
and him thinking that was cool. Yeah, you know, it's not just a claim.
No. Yeah, no, he was a piece of shit. He'd go in for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Good filmmaker. Piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh gosh, there needs to be more advertising. Death masks. We do something with death masks. Also, we have to start making death masks again.
Yeah, New Year's death mask.
Mm.
Yeah. That's about all I got to say about.
It's a real nothing. Like I was looking for villains and stuff. I don't even know who he goes up against besides just demons.
In the Valiant universe, they fight supervillains such as Spider Aliens, Toyo Harada, Mother God, and I kid you not, Roku. created by Matt Kent and Clay Mann. Roku. Roku's an anti-hero that is actionably Black Widow.
Huh.
Check out Roku over here. This is actually like, I don't, you know, feel territorial about comic shit.
Mm-hmm.
But this is pretty frustrating. Like if I were reading Valiant comics, I would feel like this was a real ripoff.
Oh yeah, that's totally a Black Widow.
Yeah, just Black Widow. Like it's literally just Black Widow. Huh. And also didn't appear until Ninjak Volume 3 in March 2015. Valiant comics is more of an ongoing concern than I ever would have guessed.
Ah, who's buying these Valiant comics?
I don't know. Somebody loves the Psylords. or Magnus Robot Fighter.
You know, and I've got some real problems with Ninjak as well.
Yeah.
It's just a ninja. Just a ninja.
Return Armstrong, Unity, Wrath of the Eternal Warrior.
You know,
the death-defying Dr. Mirage.
And just in case you are the most annoying person in the entire world, yes, I am absolutely saying that nobody can make comics outside of Marvel.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying as well. Just in case you're worrying, my main objection to this is that they're not X-Men.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even get into the five serial killers, also referred to as Heralds of the Apocalypse.
Hell yes.
One of which includes Jack the Ripper.
Oh, that makes sense. He's a famed serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Shadow Man. Put him in Smash. Or at least put him in Multiversus.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Hey, Gary, what can people do?
People can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and give us dollar amounts. And that helps us. It gives them a bunch of shows. It helps us keep making shows. And it's generally a real nice thing to do.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go up to $5. You get 50 episodes of Unfilmable. 50.
Big 5-0. Of them. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of podcasting.
We're halfway done. That's the joke I always make whenever we hit a milestone. Yep. Just whatever.
Yeah. It's almost we're all downhill from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you can also leave a rating or review in whatever podcast directory you see fit. You know, wherever you get this, if there's a way to leave a review, it probably helps us. Just an article of faith that it does. And we would also like to thank our producer, Gwen. Thank you, Gwen.
Absolutely. Big thanks to Gwen. And what should they do until next time?
I would say until next time, get some Bondo, go fill in your name on that headstone that they didn't ask to, you know, they didn't ask you fill it in.
Mm-hmm. Umbasa.
Umbasa.
La Fasa.